Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. So if you guys are following me on my TikTok and my Instagram, you guys know I've been very, very, very busy as I was traveling around Finland. At first I came from the Philippines, that's how I started my year. Then we went to India, then I went to Siargao, I went to Finland, I went back to Madrid, I went to where else? Finland, where else? I'm saying Finland again and again. Then I went to Berlin, now I'm finally back in Madrid. Life in general has been so, so, so busy for me, and I'm actually grateful, also overwhelmed at the same time. Yes, we can feel two emotions at the same time, and that's what I've been feeling lately. But overall, I'm just so grateful and happy for everything. And guys, just in case you haven't seen my Cosmopolitan cover, I was one of the most influential women for the year 2024. Of course, my influence is in travel and business. Yay! As I always say, I'm not a content creator. I'm not an influencer. I am an entrepreneur, and it finally paid off and I love it. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about I struggle all the time to deal with people's bullshit. I've always struggled and I will always, always struggle. And I've been struggling lately, way too much struggle. So in a world filled with deception, let's just call it deception, I find myself surviving with the constant stream of people's bullshit. To begin with, our own lives are already full of bullshit. Just imagine adding up more bullshit of other people. Though I know we need to compromise, but only with our friends, with the people that we love, at work. But we cannot constantly tolerate bullshit of people. So how do we overcome this? I think the best way is to create clear boundaries. It is very sad for me to witness that the lens, you know, individuals go to maintain this facades and just to manipulate others, just to have personal gain. I'm just so done with it. Like looking at all these people, I've also been a victim of this, that a lot of people used me. Probably, I'm not going to say they only used me. At some point, I've also used people for my own advantage and personal gain. It's not always one way, you know, it's always a two-way game. I've used a lot of people in business, but life works that way. But I think there's a borderline. At some point, we all do that. We just need to use people's abilities, strengths for our personal advantage, especially in business like mine, you know. Yes, it should be done ethically, but sometimes I feel like, is this really right? But that's just how the business works. This is me being 100% real. In this world, we use people, things, everything for our personal gain, because if it's not win-win, that's the time it's bad. But if it's win-win, I feel like that's just how the world works. But bullshit in personal life, I mean, in business life, I can tolerate it. Okay, fine, because we all need to do that. We all need to go through something. We all need to go through all the struggles and challenges for our personal gain. But in personal life, I'm just struggling, especially in my dating life. Like, I'm just going to give one example. So I was talking to this guy. It took him 7 months to get my attention, okay? So I finally gave it to him and he was really acting up. So 2 days ago, actually a day ago yesterday, because I landed in Madrid yesterday, I just texted him like, hey, are you really interested in me? Because I don't want to waste my time because I hate it. I hate wasting my time. And I told him that it's rude whenever I ask you something, you just don't respond. So I'm going to tell you this once. I don't like this behavior of yours because I told you I don't want to play mind games. I am no longer on that stage of my life. I just want clear things because I'm a very direct and straightforward person. And I expect the same from people. Oh my God, guys, the game changed after that. He started to become more vocal. And today, he just told me, like, Anjali, I want to be honest with you. I think you don't trust people. And I was also very honest. I was like, yes, I struggle with it. Yes, but I'm working on it and I will continue to work on it. So, you know, the beauty of being straightforward, just to cut it all, to cut all the bullshit and just jump straight to the intentions. It's just so beautiful. It's either this relationship will make it or you just move on to the next one. It was just so beautiful. I really appreciated that moment that he finally started to talk. Because before I would only get like a reply of, okay, perfect, see you tomorrow. But now he is talking because I was very, very, very straightforward with my intentions and with who I am and what I wanted from our thing. I mean, it's not yet a relationship. So it was just mind-blowing. So I struggled with this person for quite, not a long period of time, probably 2 weeks, but that's long, because I tried to not say what I was feeling, okay? I tried to be that person for 2 weeks. I struggled. I was hurting. Then I realized I was not hurting because of him. I was the one hurting myself because I wasn't being myself. I was being someone else because me, I'm the kind of person, I say my intentions to the person right away. So I struggled for 2 weeks because I tried to avoid it. I did not tell him anything. Then I wanted to just explode. But now I've said everything to him already. I feel like I am me again. I'm back to being me. I'm Anjali. And it felt very, very good. Now I have no what ifs because I already said everything to the person that I am not going to tolerate this bullshit. You want me? You want me. If you don't want me, move on. Let's move to the next one, right? Thank you. Next. So speaking about all this bullshit, the struggle is always in recognizing this kind of behavior, but also in navigating like how to compromise with all these things that people do to us and we doing the same things to people because we cannot play the victim here, that they are the only one to hold accountable. We also need to hold ourselves accountable. Like in this situation, I held myself accountable. I was like, Anjali, it's not the man who is hurting you. It's you. You are hurting yourself because you're not being yourself. So I just decided to tell him everything. Then like, you know what? Whatever happens, it's on me. It's on me because I held myself accountable that I am responsible for my own pain, suffering, disappointments, and of course, happiness. It requires a lot of strength to see beyond the smoke and mirrors, to seek genuine connections. Even the world sometimes seems very overwhelming. It's just sad everywhere. But despite the challenges, I always remain committed to my authenticity because I don't want to refuse myself anymore, like who I am. I am okay to lose people, situations, opportunities, but I am never, ever, ever gonna lose myself ever again. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Life in Progress. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Life in Progress PH, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao, adios! This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.